This article was originally published on Popsara.com. Read this and more on our website. On one of our many drives from Los Angeles to Oakland, we took an hour-long detour just to visit a bakery that made these cookies I had once when I was young. Most of the time when I tell people about this, they look at me like I'm crazy. Do you know how much gas costs these days? But nostalgia is often the best marketing. And food has such a strong way of connecting us with our past, be it a person or a place or simply a feeling. I could remember tasting those delicious cookies as a kid and needed to have them again. Chicken with peppers doesn't sound like anything I'd drive over an hour for, let alone 5 minutes, but if it were to evoke the only memory I had of a deceased parent, I'd do anything to taste it again. That's The Heart of Chicken for Linda, a French-language animated film from Chiara Malta and Sebastian Laudenbach, The Girl Without Hands, about a young girl, Linda, Melanie Leclerc, whose father died choking on a chicken bone when she was just a baby. She doesn't really remember him, but she remembers the taste of the chicken. Struggling at adulting thanks to her grief and the loss of balance in her household ever since her husband's been gone, Linda's mother Paulette, Clotilde Hazem, exclusively serves microwavable meals for dinner. They're low on flavor quality but they're easy and, most of all, they're safe. Needless to say, she refuses to make the chicken pepper dish ever again. However, one day, after realizing she wrongfully punished Linda for something she didn't do, Paulette offers to fulfill any request her daughter has. Having craved it for years, Linda asks her mom to make the elusive chicken dish. Unfortunately, the local workers are on strike so all the shops are closed. This sends Paulette and Linda on an adventure of sorts as they figure out how they're going to achieve their ultimate goal. It plays like a screwball comedy as the mother and daughter commit theft, get arrested, sneak into the back of a watermelon truck, and rally the neighborhood together all for this pot of chicken and peppers. At least they have a much better motive than Harold and Kumar desperately seeking out White Castle cheeseburgers at 3 in the morning. I thought of the 2004 stoner comedy more often than I'd like to admit here. Overshadowing the lo-fi plot is the film's unique animation ethos. Somewhat distracting at first, the hand-drawn style goes beyond the deliberately two-dimensional digital sketches we've seen in several kids' movies of the past couple of years, for example, Bad Guys, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. Instead, the animation helps define the film's logic a lot of the time, allowing the narrative to fluctuate between neorealism and surrealism, with musical bathos numbers about candy inserted for inner dialogue, or to simply edge the total runtime over 70 minutes. Going beyond mere visual aesthetic and having an effect on the world-building, the animation choices by the directors allow these characters to feel lived in as well. They're shown behaving with the reality of real actors with real idiosyncrasies. They trip over yoga mats or blow hair out of their eyes, for no reason other than to connect us to the authenticity of this universe. Then there's the use of color theory. Each character has his or her own monochromatic hue, plucking only a few of the colors from the established visual palette. I was especially in awe of how the animators treated darkness in scenes. They turned the filler color black and used the default filler color for the outlines instead. For instance, the color yellow is chosen for Linda's entire body, but at nighttime, her body turns black while the lines on her face, hair, and clothes become yellow. How silly it is to die over dinner. While the unorthodox animation style can often distance us from the movie's themes and characters, Chicken for Linda is still a commendable experience, albeit more challenging than it needs to be, yet more interesting than if it were made any other way. Centered on our relationship with food and the comical extremes to which we'd go for it, Malta and Laudenbach's film might be relatable in sentiment only, but that's all we really need for it to work. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on Popsara.com.